The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And now, we return to the purveyors of real estate knowledge, your Real Estate Chalk Talk.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Thanks for staying with us. This is your Real Estate Chalk Talk, and we're broadcasting live from the one and only Rack Shack Barbecue Studio in Eagan, Minnesota. HittnerGroup.com, HittnerGroup.com, 612-627-8000, 612-627-8000. That's the big phone number to call. Give us a ring-a-ling, and we'll be happy to have a chat with you about your real estate needs, all with no cost and absolutely no obligation. We've got Danielle and Joe in the studio, and we're going to talk about construction, my favorite subject. And we're going to talk about a little bit of remodeling. Do you build homes, new homes, like outlot homes from scratch?
We do, yes.
How do you work that now? Do they come to you with a plan, or do you draw the plan in-house? Do you have a design team that you work with, or how's that
work? We have a designer that we work with. Really just take their ideas is where we start. Could be a napkin drawing or whatever they bring to us, and we design it from scratch.
So kind of walk through that process. So let's just say that Keith Reno comes in. He's got more money than Kelvin does. He comes in. He's got this grandiose plan about the mansion that he's going to build, and it's drawn up on a Burger King napkin. So you're sitting down with him. Who does that?
So we have a team of three people that would sit down with him. It would be myself, Danielle, and I help with the design and pricing. Mm-hmm. And then we've got our architect, Justin, who would sit and kind of go over the design and structural elements of the home. And then Joe, our builder, he also is our land specialist. Mm-hmm. So a big piece of the design is their lot and making sure we design around that lot and their view. So it really takes all three of us kind of sitting down, putting our heads together to kind of come up with a great design for them.
What's kind of a typical timeline that someone could be looking at if they're going to build from scratch? Say they found a lot, or they have their own lot or land somewhere, and then they come to you. So what are they looking at? Are they looking at a year? Are they looking at 6 months, 9 months? What's the timeline?
I would say about 9 months to a year. On the front end, it takes about 3 months to kind of get everything put together, go through the permitting process, selections. And then once we start dig, it's a 6 month build.
What about what's your typical price point?
On average, our homes are about $800,000 to a million, including the lot. But we have all different price ranges kind of starting at about mid 400s for the structure.
So on the interior stuff, I mean, when you look at you build a big, I call them a big toilet. So you build a big toilet, right, big house, and, they're all about the same size-ish unless you're going to build something that's,
like his,
11,000 square feet or something. But, I mean,
that's about what you're at.
if you build a 4,500 square foot house or something like that, right, and then you've got one house that's built and it's 600, you've got another house that's about the same size and it's 800. What's the difference?
There's a lot of things that factor into that difference. Land is going to be a big piece of it. I mean, you see lots out there that are 70,000, and we just are building on one that's about 400,000. Okay. So that's going to be a big factor, as well as the lot prep. So if you have a wooded lot or need retaining walls, I mean, that could be over a $50,000 swing just to get it ready to build a house on. And then from there, I mean, that's why most builders will not give you a price per square foot for the home, because we could build, a 4,500 square foot home with a $500,000 swing, and it's really dependent on that home buyer's selections. Mm-hmm. Whether it's behind the scenes, structural stuff, mechanicals, or we're talking, countertops, tile, things like that.
A mentor of mine at one time said, pricing a house by the square foot is a lot like pricing a car by the pound.
Yeah, and that, isn't that so true? Because we would have people that come in and they think they're savvy, you know, and then and they're always asking about price per square foot, and it just kind of makes you chuckle because I can build you a lesser building, get you a lot of square footage for the money, right? But probably not going to be, you know, too great to come home to every night. In terms of interior fit and finish and kitchens and things like that, what kind of design elements do you guys like to see in a kitchen that you think is important for people in today's, how they live today?
Yeah, I mean, one, we really like to talk to them about how they live, how they cook. You know, some people really like a big island or, you know, a second prep sink. So it's really more about that homeowner and how they use the space. But from there, as far as the actual fit and finish, we're seeing a lot of custom cabinets is what we really like to kind of start out with. Mm-hmm. There's always the box cabinet options, which they have some great options.
There's some pretty darn nice box cabinets.
Definitely.
Too.
Yeah. Yep. But we have a great custom cabinet company that we work with. And then we're seeing a lot of quartz countertops and just low maintenance everything throughout the home.
Just a circle back to the cabinets. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of finishes that you can get on a box cabinet because it's, you know, made in a factory, and you can have these baked on finishes and stuff like that. Can you get the same or similar finish on a custom cabinet that's on site installed?
We can. Our custom cabinets are all pre-finished in their shop as well.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
Okay, that's very good. And then you've got the flexibility of different shapes and styles and odd corners and those kinds of things.
Correct. Less fillers and stuff like that. Yeah, mm-hmm. they're made to fit.
What do you find that people have gone away from, if you can think, in the last 10 years that used to be we've got to have this and now you just don't hear it anymore?
You know, that's a tough question because right now what I love about the trends is that mixing and matching is what's on trend.
Mm-hmm.
So really nothing's left off the table. So if people like, you know, natural woods, you know, used to be that lighter oak kind of went out. Now people are loving it and kind of more of a driftwood look.
Mm-hmm.
Still seeing a lot of whites. We're seeing a lot of, you know, islands that are, you know, maybe a natural color and then the exterior still white. I mean, just really nothing's left off the table now, which I love. Because then when you bring in those furniture pieces or lighting fixtures, you know, mixing and matching, you can't go wrong.
And you've seen kind of a matte brass come back into.
Oh, yeah.
Polished brass has got to be coming back pretty
bit.
Quick, huh? Real shiny polished brass?
No, not really the polished.
I made sure to get in matte.
Yes.
This right. guy's got a lot of brass in his house, and it's just, yeah. we've been talking
He's
about
just
it.
Just saying it's going to come back.
It's coming back.
You
it's
never
back.
Know. It's you never know.
When, tell them who we're talking to. Give their website.
Okay, so it's we're talking to Daniel Dose, style-structure.com. Is that right?
That's right.
Style-structure.com. Nice website. You should go to it and take a look at it and just see some of the things that they do on that. Kitchens and bathrooms, of course, are the main things from a remodeling standpoint, but you're in the middle of a pretty good size, I don't know if it's a good size project for you, it's a project for Kelvin right now. Yeah. Why don't you just describe, Kelvin, what your needs are, and then if you guys could jump in and say how they've addressed them.
I don't have any needs.
Okay.
But we had some wants.
Okay.
And one of the wants that we had in our Egan home that we didn't have there was just an exercise room for the boys and Jen and myself, and so we're doing that piece, and then we had a really nice screened-in porch. We had a nice porch in our Woodbury house, but didn't have a
in Egan.
In Egan, we had a great screened-in
yeah.
porch, but not in Woodbury.
Right.
So they're doing a combination of adding on an exercise room with a little on the back side of that, just adding a little shed. So on the back side, you'll have some nice decorative doors and just a place to put the pool stuff, all that kind of stuff right mm-hmm. there. And then we'll have an exercise room going from about 9.5 feet to 13 feet up for ceiling height, and then doing a nice screened-in deck. So.
Can I ask, when you're doing an addition like with Kelvin now, what comes into play with the decision of, like, if you're going to tie in a roof line, or how do you marry that into an existing structure and make it sound, for one thing, so it doesn't leak, and also so it doesn't look like somebody, you know, taped on a deck of cards onto the
That's really something we have our architect take a look at, drawing the roof lines and you know, structurally sound is a big thing. Tying in with the new codes we have to abide by, sometimes the building we're tying into is a little bit older, so we bring that all up to code.
Okay, so we have to go out to break because when we come back, I want to get into, if it's okay if you stick around a little bit, I want to talk about some of your favorite projects that you've worked on and some of your biggest nightmares. So think about that. The worst thing that you've ever done that you're like, man, I'm so glad I'm out of this deal.
Hopefully that's
lost
not
my shirt on this thing. You know what I'm saying?
Kelvin's project
got
is
into
almost
the project.
Done.
You came out of it, and you're like, you know, if we get out of this with our skin on our back, we're lucky. So
and probably go through some history, their, you know, of their company and kind of how they came together.
Yeah,
how,
that'd be good. Okay, so. Want to take us out? Where it says our health, or no, I was going to say our healthy homes. This is Daniel and Joe, style-structure.com, style-structure.com.
What's the best phone number?
You have a phone number?
Yep. So
no phone numbers.
No phone numbers. Call. Nobody answers anyhow.
Yeah, no, they we answer. Will, okay. I promise. Yes. Yeah, so 651-202-0982.
This is Your Real Estate Jock Talk. I almost said Our Healthy Homes again. This is Your Real Estate Jock Talk. We'll be right back after these messages.
Get that rack check attack. Ranch Hat Barbecue.